Simin Lamed Beis Halacha Ches Hamaychel Hamamutza, the most moderate food, hu lechem chita, is bread made from wheat. Loisalis mamish, but not from highly refined flour. Kastilis misacher milis akel, because fine flour requires too much time for digestion. Ach yiboy gam ksas mehamorson. Rather, the flour should contain a small amount of bran, which facilitates digestion. And the bread should be moderately fermented, melach. In addition, it should contain salt, may offer tanur and be baked in an oven. Any other foods that are wheat products are not good for the body. There are certain types of meats that are good for the body. This includes meat of lamb in its first year, and also suckling goats. However, any type of intestinal meat, v'gam ha'roish, as well as the meat of the head, hemaloi tovim, are not good for the body. Ha'izim v'apar hazakena, addition the meat of goats and cows that are older cows, v'agvina ha'yishana, and aged cheese, hema ma'chalam ra'im v'ovim, are all heavy foods and are harmful to the body. Kol basar oif, any type of poultry, kal l'sakal yaisim v'bsar v'hema, is more easily digested than meat of an animal. However, the best type of poultry is the hen. One last remark about unhealthy foods. Amar Raifim, doctors say, "Kol ki hamachol she'adam ragel bo, the food to which one is accustomed, in a mazik lo, will not harm him. Vafilhu machol ra, even if it's a harmful type of food, ki a hergel nasa teva, because habit eventually becomes one's nature." However, one is immune to the effect of such food only as long as he does not fill his stomach with it, like we learned earlier, to overeat with it. Halacha tes. Ein lechol lev behema oif. One should not eat the heart of an animal or a bird. Mishum dekasha l'shikcha, because it causes memory loss. Similarly, one should not eat food from which a mouse or a cat ate from. The gam ken kashal chicha, because this also causes memory loss. Halacha yud. Zman ha'achila, the proper time for eating, he kishi yisave lechol taiva amitis, is when one feels a true need to eat. Loi zara, not an artificial desire, meaning that when he's not really hungry. Lahavda ben taiva amitis le taiva zara. The way to distinguish between a true need to eat and a craving to eat, he says, is as follows. Harishana nikras rav, the first feeling that is mentioned is called hunger. Ki hatzayim chareik, because the stomach is empty. Vashnia, the latter, he kishmas ava machol miyuchad, is identified by the urge to eat a specific food. Vinikra aptit, and this is called a craving. Oderach klal, generally speaking, ha'adam ha'bari v'ha'chazak, a strong and healthy person, yechol shnei pam v'ayim, should eat a meal twice a day. V'chaloshim zekenim, however, weaker people and older people, yechol ha'am lechol achma apapam achas, should eat only a small amount at a time. V'yechol kach harbe pam v'ayim, and they should eat several times during the day. Ki ribu ha'maychol, yachlish es ha'tzaimcha, because excessive amounts of food for elderly people and weak people weaken the stomach. Our rights of lishma b'riyosa, one who wishes to protect his health, lo yechol, should not eat ashatia hetztaimcha reik min amaychal koydem, until his stomach has emptied itself from the food that was previously eaten. Ustam ikol b'vnei adam habriyim, the normal digestive process of a healthy person, ha'ochel machalim amutzayim, we eat food of moderate nature, umesmalim b'derech hamitzua, and exercise moderately, who l'shisha shayis, takes approximately 6 hours. And I assume this is what the point of waiting 6 hours after eating fleishiks to eat milchiks. V'toyiv l'hashmetz u'da achas b'shavua, it's recommended that one should skip one meal a week. K'desh yishvois ha'tzaymcho me'avaydasa, so the stomach is given a rest from breaking down food and digesting food. V'yishchazek kayach ikulay, and it strengthens the digestive abilities of the stomach. Venera, and appears, ki hashmata zeis toiv shetev Erev Shabbos, that a good time to skip a meal would be on Erev Shabbos, which will enable one to eat on Shabbos with a greater appetite, which is a separate mitzvah.